South Sudan Army spokesperson Major General Lulroy Kwong and Major General Daniel Justin, the South Sudan National Police Service spokesperson, told the reporters on Thursday at the Bulug Police Headquarters ground, 5,000 joint forces comprised of police officers, army and national security personnel have been deployed across the capital to ensure there is maximum security and public order during the three-day visit of the religious leaders.
They will be deployed right away from the airport. The major roundabouts that you know of in within the town, the places of worship, they'll be given extra security. And we made it very crystal clear to our security forces to cooperate with everyone to ensure that this operation at the end of the day becomes a very successful one.
Kwong says officers have been instructed to maintain maximum discipline while on duty.
On the same line, we'd also would like to appeal to members of the public that you also cooperate with security force. If they are asking, if they are trying to search for your vehicle, allow them to do the search. But you resist an illegal act, you have the right to resist and report any illegal act that is being carried out.
Police spokesperson Major General Daniel Justin says people should not hesitate to report to authorities any unruly behavior.
If there is something done to you, don't say you are far up to Lologo, thinking your issue cannot be handled. No, there is a commanding officer and officers. You report to them. If not, you report to us, specifying the time and the date. We will know and the law will take its course.
General Justin says a number of roads within Juba may be restricted during the three-day visit. South Sudanese policy analyst Boboya James welcomes the beefed-up security arrangements.
In South Sudan, usually, you know, when a good number of soldiers or security forces been deployed to a town like Juba in their thousands, they have a lot of implications because sometimes, you know, civilians have been harassed, extortions happens, you know, people lose properties, you know, things like that. So what we wanted to really urge these security forces, especially the police and the army that are supposed to maintain law and order throughout this period, is to really have a high level of restraint. They should really be able to protect the civilians and they shouldn't harass them.
Jamie says leadership of the security forces need to work up to their tasks and ensure that their officers maintain the required discipline in the course of their duties.
We have seen today, since yesterday, a good number of traffic police harassing border people, harassing the people driving vehicles, asking them, you know, for to be given money by force. And it creates anxiety in the lives and the situations of the city dwellers. And this creates confusion and this creates lack of interest in people coming out to receive, you know, the high-level church leadership.
Pope Francis and the other two religious leaders are due to arrive in Juba tomorrow. The pontiff has been in DR Congo since Wednesday. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.